Beginning audio log transmission. 001.
Have a seat, Mr. Parsons. I'm the Prison Advancement Team Lead, Robert Drake. Coffee?
I'd love a cup.
Get him one, please.
How come I'm getting the red carpet treatment?
Well, because you aren't like other inmates here at Blue Ridge Penitentiary.
How's that?
Let's open up your file here. You, Dean Parsons, have just the kind of resume we're looking for.
What's all this about?
We're the United States government.
Nuh-uh. Wait your turn. The United States government.
Oh, come on, Drake. You haven't even introduced me. The planet, humanity, it's a big deal.
All right. That's enough. This is our liaison from the Global Protection Agency. He's been sent here to provide additional information when needed.
Yeah.
Before you were incarcerated, you were an auto rigger with Electric Freight, piloting self-driving semis up and down 75, right? They only brought on high-qualified individuals during that first wave of hiring. You even crossed the picket line to work during the Truckers United strikes. But you and your brother were hauling more than just electric freight cargo, weren't you?
Man's gotta eat.
I'd say you were eating pretty well.
With all due respect, sir, you're the one with the file.
Yes, I do have your file, but I want to know what happened that night in your own words.
Can I get another cup? Damn, Tommy, you're gonna get us killed.
They're gone, ain't they?
They are for now, but you don't lose this kind of heat for long. Not with what we're carrying.
We won't be for long. I know these old logging roads like the back of my hand. Daddy will be down there waiting on us at the old Gabbard barn.
How much longer we got?
Right up here.
Looks dead to me. You sure Dad's here?
He's gotta be. He's probably just laying low. We scoped this place out last week. We already have everything we need inside. Dad! Dad! You in there?
I don't think he's here, Tommy.
What if he's in there, man? What if something happened?
Tommy, it is locked.
Boost me up to the hayloft and I'll pull you up. Dad! Dad! We're here! Where are you at?
Look, the truck isn't here, and neither is Dad.
He's here. Where else would he be?
Tommy, I'm sorry. He's not here. Now we had best be getting...
Dad! Dad!
Listen, Tommy, listen. Shut up and listen. He isn't here. We have to go. We can't catch another case.
How would they know to find us here?
They probably had this place pegged for weeks. For all we know, they could have picked up Dad.
He wouldn't have squealed, would he?
Is there a back way out of here?
There's a stable door at the back.
Go see if it's clear that way. Are we good?
Crap! They're in the woods, man! I can see their flashlights coming this way.
We got a whole line of blue lights coming up the road out here. This ain't good, Tommy.
We're gonna have to shoot our way out. There ain't no other way.
Shoot our way out with what? If we weren't already finished, we are now. What the hell are you thinking?
I'm done thinking, man. I'm doing. We got the high ground. Shoot. We hit one and they're done. Maybe we don't even have to hit them at all. We're already knee deep in it, Dean. Dad was supposed to be here. Guns or not, we're going away for a long time. This is the only way we stand the chance, and the longer we stand here arguing about it, the thicker it's gonna get.
Give it up, Tommy. They're here. It's over. We...
Oh, it ain't even started yet.
We all know what happened from there. Your brother was taken out after taking out two cops. However, you were arrested peacefully. Now, how did that happen?
If you knew my brother, you'd know there was no stopping him that night. Me, I knew I was leaving that barn in either a body bag or handcuffs.
That's it?
Well, we're sitting here, ain't we? I chose the handcuffs.
And your father wasn't there. We've still not been able to flush him out. That's quite unusual for a man with an arrest record as long as a phone book.
Nah, it can't be that long. It'd be to the O's, maybe the Q's, but not a whole phone book. I haven't heard from him either, though, so.
Yes, well, this interview, if you can call it that, is really just conducted to make sure the Prisoner Advancement Office isn't going to be suggesting any flight risks for their new sentencing program. Reformation Abroad. Heard of it?
I've seen a flyer posted about it in the cafeteria. I thought it was for the next movie night.
No, this isn't a science fiction movie. This is a chance for a new start.
And what am I supposed to do with a new start?
I would say saving the world would be a good start.
Please, enough! Oh, but... In a minute! Dean, you don't seem like the cynical type. How's your first couple weeks at Blue Ridge Correctional been?
Well, I learned pretty quick that it was hard to fly solo around here.
And that's why we're interested in you for this, Dean. You haven't picked a team. You're a man without a clan, so to speak. We're presenting you with a different choice here. It's not going to be easy. It's not a vacation. But you put in a few years in space with Reformation Abroad, and the next time you step foot on this earth, you're a free man.
Wow, do I need a passport?
We'll take care of the paperwork. If you sign on to this, you're not even going back to your cell today. Whatever belongings you have will be gathered and shipped over to Binnaker Launchport, Annapolis, where you'll be fitted for a G-suit and receive your very first round of training.
Is the food up there better than what we got down here?
Gas station sushi is better than what they have around here, so I would think so. Dean Parsons, welcome to Reformation Abroad.
Now arriving at Annapolis, Maryland, Binnaker Launchport, maximum security, Terminal 2A.
All members of the Reformation Abroad program are to move through those double doors. Get moving, people. Come on.
Step to the right for registration. If you've already been pre-approved, move straight back to sanitation. Name?
Dean Parsons.
Dean Parsons, you've been chosen as a team lead. Please follow the signs and someone will point you to the appropriate sector, sir.
Sir? Did she just call me sir?
Now entering sanitation. Please remove all articles of clothing and place them, along with your personal belongings, in the selected container. Please step forward for G-suit fitting and final processing. Step forward and try on your tailored, state-of-the-art G-suit. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask.
Where's the other half of it?
The top half of your tailored, state-of-the-art G-suit will be lowered, fitted, and sealed to the lower half once you have stepped in.
Can I go to the bathroom first?
Your tailored, state-of-the-art G-suit has an internal waste repository.
Internal waste what? Does everyone have that?
Certainly. They believe that installing this to all tailored state-of-the-art G-suits will reduce emissions by 0.0003% over the next several decades.
All right. Let's give this a shot.
Fitting complete. Please step forward for mission briefing.
Man, there has to be 1,000 people in here.
All crewmen should take assigned seats and prepare for mission briefing.
Quiet for the overseer, or you will be reprimanded and removed from the program.
Good morning, crew. I'm Overseer Emily Marlowe, your leader on this courageous world-saving journey. Little about me, I studied social policy and criminal justice at Yale, class of 2040. Go dogs! And even though I'm the youngest overseer in the Galactic Justice Department's decade-long history, I am the only one with flight experience above the stratosphere. My objective is to oversee all operations on this journey into the great unknown and to attend to the safety of this crew. That mission? To effectively ship and dispose of containment cars into a black hole, specifically XTE-499. Now, I know I called it the great unknown, but it's hardly unknown at all. That area that we will be sent to is just outside of the gravitational pull of black hole XTE-499. This area is called the Tide Line. We've already sent forth teams to map and explore this region of space. Cam, can you please explain the data behind this mission?
Certainly, Overseer. The United States, along with other world leaders in the fight against overpollution, have successfully contained several hundred tons of the most hazardous waste to humans and the environment. This waste is toxic, and even the slightest exposure can result in catastrophic obliteration.
Thank you, Cam. There are 600 inmates that have been selected and agreed to go into space to complete this mission. Regardless of your reasons for signing up, I commend you on your bravery in joining. You all, who will be referred to as crew members, will be accompanied by 150 other staff members, 10 wardens, and 140 guards, all of which have different ranks and orders. Cam, can you pull up images of the ship?
Uploading visuals of the Essential.
This ship will be your new home. We will lift off from the Beneker launch port and head straight for a wormhole just beyond the atmosphere of the moon. We call this the Streamliner, which will propel our ship, known as the Essential, through the galaxy. Teams of four will pilot smaller cargo pods towards the Tide Line, dragging containment cars and releasing them into the gravitational pull for effective and safe disposal. Failure is not an option. Like the name of our ship suggests, this is essential. This is your one and only chance for reformation abroad. I'll see you all at the launch.
Please note your watch attachment to see what team member you have been assigned to and your position.
Team 119, team lead. What the hell have I gotten myself into?
Let me see your watch. Ah, Dean Parsons, team lead for 119. Step forward and take a seat into your assigned sleeping pod. All team leads will be implanted with a computer automated monitoring system, or CAM. Please have a seat so the quick and mostly painless operation can begin. All right, that should have worked. You got any voices in your head?
What?
Please select your preferred language. Selección su idioma.
English. English, please.
Yep, you're ready. All right, see you in space, Dean.
So are you in my head now to track me or what?
No, not at all, actually. I'm your computer automated monitoring system, but you can call me Cam. And my mission is to keep you and your crew safe and organized during your mission.
And how do you intend to do that?
Well, you're the team lead. You tell me.
You're kidding, right?
Actually, yes, I am. My algorithm is set to mimic certain human qualities such as humor, empathy, and friendliness. Pretty cool, huh? How am I doing?
I'm still making up my mind on that, Cam. Am I going to be stuck in here for the whole ride?
Mm-hmm. Just you and me, buddy. The good thing for you is for the duration of the trip, you'll be in a state of cryodormancy. Or, in West Virginia terms, a deep sleep.
Cut the accent. And what about training?
During cryodormancy, you and your team will subliminally be taught the skills that you'll need to complete your mission.
So we'll just know what we're supposed to do just like that?
Just like that. And that'll all begin shortly after liftoff.
When's that gonna be? I guess sooner than I thought.
Too late to turn back now, Dino. I'd suggest you get comfortable.
Preparation started. Ignition in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Reformation Abroad.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
You've listened to Reformation Abroad, proudly produced by Stoveleg Media. Be sure to like Reformation Abroad on Facebook, and if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. Your reviews and your support will help get this show to a second season of production.